Hi, gang. This is Joe Walsh in the studio with Redbeard for the Eagles Hotel California.
Thanks, Joe. You know, having experienced the ups and downs of his previous band, the James Gang and Barnstorm, Joe Walsh had his unique vision of how to keep a rock band focused down pat by the time he joined the Eagles.
The formula for a rock band to be creative is tension, controlled chaos. Everybody was constantly on guard. Everybody was constantly like, can't let your guard down. And we went at it. Now, I mean this as brothers. This was non-violently. Sometimes there was talking behind each other's backs, but we enjoyed it.
Feeling a bit left in the shadows because of Don Henley and Glenn Frey's creative output, and having his own problems dealing with the band's life in the fast lane, Randy Meisner eventually left the group of his own accord following the Hotel California tour. Ironically, the song Life in the Fast Lane, which dealt with excess and self-destruction, became a huge hit for the Eagles when it was released in June 1977. Glenn Frey told me it was he who came up with the title of the song.
I had had that title for a couple of months. I was riding with a guy and, you know, we were too buzzed for our own good, and he was over in the left lane in the freeway going about 85 miles an hour, and I was kind of paralyzed in the seat next to him, and I said, hey, slow down, man. And he says, hey, you know, what do you mean, man? We're in the fast lane. And so I had Life in the Fast Lane as a title. And Henley liked the title, too. I said, we should write a song called Life in the Fast Lane, man. About, you know, we'll write some song about some Hollywood couple that has everything and takes it all to excess and destroys their lives. And he said, yeah, we should. And we didn't have a musical format for that tune until during rehearsal up at Randy Meisner's house. Joe, I think, just warming up one day playing, you know, because, I mean, guys like Joe and Felder, they just blow through licks like, you know, they could play in one afternoon more guitar than I played in my entire life. And one of the things Joe kind of did was went, doodle-diddle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d hold, you know, stop everything. That is a really cool lick. Let's build a tune around that. That's Life in the Fast Lane.
Simple guitar riff by Joe Walsh to the biting commentary of Glenn Frey and Don Henley. That's How Life in the Fast Lane Goes, with Don Henley on lead vocal.